Judah,
I'm here.
I'm
Okay.
here.
Well, I want to
So we're
welcome
both,
everybody
so
to the
then we're
world.
both here.
I'm going to welcome everybody to the world, according to that man, Benjamin Jeremy Stein. I want to welcome the Rumblers, the Ranthers, the Truthers, everybody out there.
I am welcoming to you, Judah, into my humble house that I share with my goddess wifey and any other wonderful person who happens to be around. So,
And there's one
such as
thing.
Live Lopez or Janice, or my wife's nurse. God bless
And there's one guarantee I could make is that neither of us were
you.
at the No Kings events today.
Oh, there you were. I was there in spirit because I did not have any kings. I had a good hand in no Trump, but no kings.
You're not a baby boomer, right?
I am actually, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm certainly not a baby, and I'm not much booming in my life, except I am blooming with love for my goddess wifey, Alex, the saint of saints, the
Beautifully
only
put,
woman.
but the reason I'm asking is because it was apparently a lot of boomers were at this event.
Well, I don't know
And
what's boomer, Judy. You tell me. You know your history very
I
well.
mean,
What's a boomer?
I know it's somewhere in the 70. I know you got to be 78, baby
I'm 80, so there you are. I'm 80, and I
boomer
was born
years.
in
If you were
1944.
born from 1946 to 1964,
Well,
so
I just missed it, damn it.
yeah, you missed it by that much.
It
You missed it by a year, a good year and a half. Your birthday is coming up soon,
Yes,
and
very, very soon. You can start thinking about what you'd like to give me for my birthday. A Cadillac. Well, I have several Cadillacs. Anyway, all right. Okay,
yeah.
God
And
bless
you,
you.
I ready? Right, you have a Cadillac that's perfectly working. But no, but Ben, to the bigger point,
What were they doing there? Well, that I know very well.
this is what happens to what happens to a party that lacks any ideas. And I was thinking to myself, abortion was always their last stand. That was their
I'm sorry,
the
the what
thing that
thing?
they
The what?
abortion was always their last stand. And if you notice, well, since it's each states have voted one way or the other on it, they don't have anything else to talk about or run on.
Well,
And
they are their negativity.
other than negativity, right? They have literally zero ideas and zero thought. And
Well, where is it? Well, you see, you are confusing what you think is the end goal of the demonstrators, so-called demonstrators, with what is the day-by-day goal. Day-by-day goal is it's a weekend. There's not much for us to do. We don't have a lot of money. Some of us, some do. And we'd like to go out and have at least a chance of having some fun and meeting a girl or boy and having sex. So there's, and maybe if we're there of a certain age group, scoring some dope. And I mean, there are a lot of things you can do at a demonstration.
I listen, I got to be honest with you, Ben. I tend to agree with you more than not. But at a certain point, for years they had the media coverage, right? The media covering for them no matter what they did. They
Right,
had
right.
every branch of government, every branch of media covering for them.
Right,
They
right,
don't
right.
have that anymore, and now they just look foolish.
Well,
This
that's an, I agree with you 100%. But, okay, I'm sorry, Jude. I apologize for interrupting
No,
you.
you didn't
Go
cut me off. That was it.
ahead. Here I sit in my little house, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm a celebrity, but not, I'm not, Marlon Brando, I'm not Robert Redford, of course they're dead, but anyway, but I'm a celebrity, and when I go places, people are really nice to me and greet me cheerfully. And in fact, just
And what have I
today,
said many times? You get that.
I know. Should I please? I think I remember your advice to me, your comments to me. But I today, my nurse and I went over, as I do pretty much every day, to the Beverly Hills Hotel for lunch, and I'm in my wheelchair, very pathetically immobile or immobilized or mobile. And we started to go down a little hallway to some doors, and a very, very kind African American gentleman opened the door for us and held the door while we went through it. And my nurse said, Tim, I forget what the last name was, a very, very successful NBA player. And I thought to myself, what a great world this is. What a great world this is. Here I am, an elderly, pathetic white man who can barely walk. Well, I can't walk. And this incredibly successful, strong, athletic man, black man, is opening the door for me. What a great world. I'm so happy to be out and about. That's a reason to go. If I was going to a demonstration, if I were, that would be a reason to go.
Except that's not their reason, Ben.
Well,
And
I see, that's what you say, too.
no,
That's
that's exactly what I know, because you could see their faces and it's nothing of misery. You could hear their speeches and it's nothing but an apocalyptic dystopian nightmare that they perceive. It's absolute projection, Ben.
Well,
And
wait a second, wait a second. Okay, Judah, you are ahead of me here, as you often are. What did you hear them saying in their speeches? I thought in their
well, what's
speeches.
the basis of the speech? Is that Trump is that no kings, inferring that Trump is a king, when
Implying,
there's
I'm sorry.
absolutely no basis for that. The whole idea, I mean, when you think about it, right? Think about places in the world that actually have kings. I'm not referring to Britain, I'm referring to Middle Eastern countries that have kings. Please, people, try to do this in those kingdoms and say
Ah,
no
that's right.
kings.
That's very
And
good.
it
That's very good.
And see how long you last in Egypt by saying no kings. So go to Saudi Arabia and say to MBS, no kings.
Very good. That's very, very good. But I still go back to my humble comment. I don't think they even think remotely about any kind of real world consequences. There is a
Because there are
consequence.
none.
You're too young to remember that, but the goddess and I used to go to demonstrations a lot when we were at
Very
Yale.
different, very
And
different.
right, I know. But I would see lots of cute girls, women, grown-ups, and I would want to talk, chat them up, meet them. Wifey and I would meet people we knew from school, and it was fun. It was like going to a party. It was not, we didn't expect anything to come of it. But my wife's father, a real, real, real Superman, had said, Benji and Alex, go demonstrate all you can against the war in Vietnam. It's a meat grinder. We're never going to win. Just let's try to get it over with and get out of there. And we followed his advice, and we didn't really plan on it, but it worked very well. And anyway, so I think there's something going on in these people's minds, which is less than that, much less than that. But they're still thinking. I could be at home watching a rerun of some show that was on many years ago, or I could go out and about in the sunshine. Weather here in LA was perfect today, and I could meet a cute girl or a cute boy, buy, have some reefer, have some vape, something, and well, instead of having to be home all day watching rerun.
You see, this is where I'm going to have to humbly, humbly, humbly disagree with you. And you're being extremely kind, too kind.
No, not at
To
all.
we are witnessing, and we have witnessed a mass psychosis, not only happen in America, but happen in many parts of the world, where people obviously are continually, even though there's a ceasefire, they're still marching against Israel.
Well,
And we're
that I don't understand, but
well.
then aren't Judah, let's try your argument, flip back against you. Then why are they there?
Why are they there? Because Ben, there's a certain segment of our population, of the world, that does not believe in God, that does not believe in anything, that do not have any form of a moral compass whatsoever. And they are being, it's a death cult, as people have called it, and their cult leaders are calling them out. I don't I to attend. You have Soros, you have all these organizations out there. These events aren't what's the right word? Organic. They're all set up. And we know this to be the truth, and the government is actually investigating that, right? You don't get 10,000 people marching against ICE, all having the same flags, all having the same tents, all having the same sticks. That's just not how it works. So I believe people are being, I believe it's a cult. Listen, I worry that that could happen on the right sometimes, but I'm saying right now it's one big death cult, Ben. And yeah.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Judah. And I wish I were as young as you so I could read about this and know about it. But I will tell you again, the goddess and I used to go to demonstrations. I think we had a very good reason for it, especially once Alex's father, a brilliant war hero in World War II and in Vietnam, had said, it's a terrible thing, do all you can, namely the war in Vietnam, do all you can to stop it. So we did have a good reason. But I will tell you, if I may, that even if we didn't have that good reason, I think we might have gone out just because it was a big party. Party, hearty.
Yeah,
And I always
except
look.
Ben, my point is I've seen the demonstrations you were at, and I see it, and I see the crowds. I've watched videos of the crowds. I've watched videos of the cause. This is something very different as I'm comparing and contrasting the videos I saw of you guys to the videos I see of to the videos I see of this. I it's not like I haven't watched videos from the protests that you guys attended. I have. And it's a very different, you even get the feeling, the vibe difference when you're watching it on your computer or your whatever you're watching it on. So I you know listen, I don't
Well,
think you
okay,
were
I
part of
think
it. You weren't part of a
that's
death
it.
cult.
We were trying to save lives,
Right.
but again, I will say, and I may be totally wrong because I'm way, way, way too old to be part of that group, unless I were Bernie Sanders or some other horrible person. And I think if the goddess were here, the goddess would agree with me that there's no goddess is my wife, that there's nothing. We just went to these things partly because we believed in them, and that's what we said anyway, and partly because it was so much fun. I'm sorry, we had some friends who had an ancient light blue Volvo, and we drove down there to Washington from New Haven, Connecticut, and we were singing all the whole time. And I don't know if they're singing now. I don't know what they're doing, but we really did believe in ourselves. At least we said it. We believe in our cause. At least
Well,
that's what we
no, I think
said.
you did. I mean, it was a noble cause. I don't think anybody would disagree that fighting that going to protest against the Vietnam War wasn't a noble cause. I mean, I also at the same time think there was a massive death cult to the people that treated the people that came back from Vietnam the way they were horrifically treated. So you know,
There's
like.
not much to that, much to that. But okay, well, all right, Judah. With I think,
We can
I know
move on. We've
I'm an old man. And I don't see these young people. Just I have no connection with them. Anyway,
I'm trying to give you my perspective from
I
but.
appreciate, Judah. I think probably very few people in your life have praised your abilities
Well,
to analyze,
100%.
visual see. I'll say, yeah, and then
Well,
analyze what you saw.
100%.
Well, God bless you. But let's go on to the next thing.
So today there's just came out. So for people that are not familiar, phase one of this
Wait, wait,
20
wait, wait,
point.
wait, wait, wait. Is this phase one in which Doris gets her oats?
Exactly. I don't get
You
the
know, it's a
connection.
Beatles song. My God, you're so
Yeah.
young, you don't know
I never I the Beatles weren't my thing.
Okay, good.
But phase one of the Trump 20-point plan has the Hamas has already broken phase one of the 20-point plan. This is before you even move on to phase two, because phase one was you have to return the hostages. That's living and dead, and they've already broken that. And since then, the excuse to allow them to rule parts of Gaza was so they could get the dead bodies out and clear the rubble. But the excuse Hamas took is to mow down, butcher, rape, murder, annihilate Palestinians. And so there's chatter or talk that they're planning a massive attack, the Hamas, against the Palestinians. And it's very interesting that the memo that was sent out was not sent out to it was sent out to the signatories of the peace of the 20-point plan, which is Qatar and all those places, because you know they guaranteed this, like you're a guarantor on what you signed. And sorry, go ahead.
Please, no, please.
No, and I think it's
I think that's very, very telling indeed. But I think we don't even need to go that far. What we're seeing is these horrible murderers, sons
some
of
of us, yeah.
bitches, are just still being horrible, murderous sons of bitches. And to think that they will use up all their guns and bullets and knives, and they'll say, oh, okay, well, now we've killed as many of our fellow Arabs and Muslims as we care to. Now I think we'll stop and we'll go back to being farmers and merchants. I don't know. They're killers. That's in their blood. My goddess has often explained to me that when people are mass murderers, it's in their blood. So, yeah, it's in their blood, and I don't think they're going to stop anytime soon.
No, I don't think they're going to stop anytime soon either. But what this does do is just, I mean, I think I really, it needs explanation is, and I brought this up before, you're in a part of that world where even though those people that are signatories and are supposed allies, the one thing they're not able to do is condemn fellow Muslims. That is a death sentence to a kingdom if they were to do it. So right now, they're only the thing they could bring back to their people is because everybody knew Hamas would act out. This wasn't like a question. They couldn't control themselves for 2 days. So right now, those leaders are able to go back to their kingdoms and say, "Listen, Hamas signed this. We have the agreement here, and they've broken the deal. We can't help it. We got to get rid of them."
Right, well, that's fine with me, and sure Mr. Netanyahu is aware of this, but let's put in big parentheses here. Meanwhile, while Bibi has done such an incredible job, there are people in New York who are threatening to arrest him if
Yeah,
he ever comes to
Mamdani.
the UN. And there are people in Israel who are trying to convict him in a criminal trial. And this, to me, is pure insanity. But anyway. Well, Mamdani, I think, is not really, well, he's not right in the head. But anyway, Dave, I think his name is David Aspin, a guy I've known for a long, long time,
From
said,
Fox.
don't be fooled by his boyish smile or something like that, which I wasn't fooled by it. Anyway, I don't know what to say about this. There are some people, there were Jews, there have been Jews who have been anti-Jewish, anti-Israel, anti-American. All along, I'm afraid they are acting out. I'm afraid they're going to have a disproportionately large say in the future of America's relations with Eretz Israel. I am so proud of having been a supporter of Mr. Trump for a considerable time now, not as long as you have been, Judah. And he has done such a good job. And yet, what are if these no kings? What are they talking about? What do they want him? Who do they want him? Do they want to have a Mamdani figure like that, or AOC figure like her leading America? What do they want? I mean, we have a leader who's a very good leader in terms of bringing human beings a life that they never could have had. Why do we want to get rid of him?
Listen, I agree with you 100%, and I'll go back to something you bring up constantly, and this is something Republicans need to do a much better job in messaging, and that's the economy. When the people are able to gain power, oftentimes through people's weakest and worst thoughts and worst belief systems. So when you look at New York, nobody could afford to live there. Most people can't afford to live there. Definitely can't afford. I mean, it's an unaffordable. And so you're saying to people, well, I'm just going to give it to you. Even though during the debate, he couldn't say how he was going to give it to them. And there's no possible way he's going to give it to them. But it's the age old thing, Ben. I mean, this guy literally was in a picture with an imam who supported the initial World Trade Center bombing. And I believe his son is a terrorist. Mamdani is in a picture with this guy, and literally and it's like we have to stop thinking when we fight these people that we could fight it on a critical level. It's like remember when Obama was running and there were pictures with him and Reverend Wright, and they thought that would be a game changer. It wasn't. It just was not a game changer because many people don't get it, don't want to get it, or are pro it. So the
Well,
Republicans
Reverend
use it.
Wright was a terrible anti-Semite, but I think most
But he was
people don't
also,
get
he was,
that.
yeah.
So, well, okay, so we have a group of nutty, self-destructive, death cult people in America, but we also have a lot of other problems in America. But it is amazing to me and horrifying that Americans don't realize what a great, great country this is and are still trying to kill us. There were a whole bunch of pictures on the internet today of demonstrations in various cities of America. I don't know, there's supposed to be some in LA, but there were none near where I was, but I'm sure there'll be some other time. I got the caption on the internet pictures were the I hate America, or maybe it's a death to America demonstrators. There's something really, really wrong in the head with these people, except to the extent that they're there to have a party.
It was a lot of there was a huge one going on in Pasadena today,
Where is Pasadena?
home of the
Kidding,
Rose
kidding,
Bowl.
kidding, kidding, kidding.
No, I know you're kidding, but listen, until this is the one thing where Republicans have always been terrible at messaging and horrible about these things. And your point the other day about price control, whatever it is that will make it more affordable for Americans to live, but most Americans cannot live, and many Americans cannot live afford to live in the cities or the life they that's what makes the Tish the Letitia James thing amazing in New York, is you have an attorney general who makes 200 grand a year, has two houses in Virginia, which is she's being investigated for, because her acumen on investing must be amazing.
Well, the Democrats all have that acumen.
Right. That's exactly right. And in each house, she was harboring two different nieces that were felons. And I'm not kidding when I say that.
I did not know that. I didn't know that part of the story.
Two different homes in Virginia. Each of them had a niece that was an escape felon, like not a, like an escape felon, but they had warrants out for their arrests. And
Well, this is a very sad thing that you're saying to. Isn't this woman on the Supreme Court? No, she's not on the Supreme Court,
that's
but she has
Ketanji
enough.
Brown.
I know. I'm not as dumb as I look. Anyway, it's horrifying. It's just horrifying. It's very sad for me as a lifelong supporter for rights for African Americans to see that these people are very often, maybe always, African American. So that is heart-rending, as my wife would say. I don't know what else to say about that. Now, my sister, God bless her soul, I'm really, in many ways, the most astute observer I know, sent me. We were just texting back and forth about our beloved mother, long, long, long departed to a better place. Her attitudes towards African Americans, which are really quite startling when we think about how we think about how we consider African Americans today. For example, my mother would often eat in our kitchen. We had a pretty good sized kitchen with her, our day worker. I don't know if we had any who were there the whole week, but anyway, she was there a few days a week or a couple of days a week. And my mother would not have her drink coffee with the same sugar bowl, out of the same sugar bowl, so seasoning being sugar, as my mother drank it from. And it's always amazed me that she did that. But then I thought, well, that was the custom in those days. And as bad as that was, and I do think it was bad, it was a great improvement over what had been the life of black people before that. So my sister was very mad at me for saying that my mother wasn't so terrible for doing that, but that it was the custom of the era. And I think that's true now. We see these demonstrators and so-called intellectuals of the left saying, "Oh, you're still being racist thugs." Maybe so, but way, way better than it ever has been before. Way, way, way better. And to not take pride in what this country has accomplished in the way of treatment of African Americans is really, I think, a serious mistake. But if we're never going to take pride in that, we're really screwed
But
because we've
I
done.
agree with you. I think I agree with you 100%. And I think that the biggest crime is that there isn't that outrage towards black on black crime.
I totally agree. That's what's never mentioned in the news.
Right. There's so much that's absolutely never mentioned in the news. And the reason I think it's so important to bring up what's going on in Gaza, what's going on in Chicago, what's going on in the inner cities, or what's going on at some of these events is it is not being cut. They're not, their stories. And I always say there's something worse than fake news. It's news that's not reported. Because at least if you're getting fake news, you could actually do your due diligence. If a story's never being reported, you don't even know where to look. And
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Well, but I'm afraid this is the state we're in. Example, if I may, there was a headline, and I think it was in the New York Times, might have been everywhere, about a mass shooting in Mississippi, and a few days ago, or a couple of days ago. And did we hear anything about the ethnicity of the shooters and the victims?
you know, Ben, you know, you're 100% correct. And can I make your point one step further? I don't, this is a very sad state we're in where we've had, I brought this up about 3 weeks ago when there was those two or three police officers that were slaughtered in Pennsylvania, were murdered in Pennsylvania on a domestic call. And because it didn't fit a narrative, the people weren't black, cops were white. Nobody, this wasn't reported on. The narrative should have been two heroes, three of America's heroes were murdered on a domestic call. None of the, if a story doesn't fit a narrative, or if it does fit the narrative, then it really gets buried. Then it
Yeah,
truly.
well, the narrative is different. I've said this to you on many, many occasions, Judah, and I don't know if anyone notices. My goddess wife, who I think must be watching, will perhaps notice it. When I was a young man, a long, long time ago, we had newspaper stories about crime in Washington. There was the Washington Post, which still survives, or survives, I should say, and there was the Daily News, which does not survive, and the Star, which does not survive. And when they said a story about a crime, they would have after the name of the criminal or the victim, C or W for colored or white. And that was extremely helpful in figuring out what was going on. And almost all the crimes involving violence were followed by C. Now, it is a very important thing. If that, it would be a very important, useful thing if that could be done now so that the police could be alerted, and the taxpayers could be alerted as to what has to be done to protect the African American population of the United States of America. They are, many of them are fine, fine people. I think of them, someone who works for me in a rather tangential way, and he's an absolute saint of a guy. I would like to see him protected. I think as long as the narrative is, to use your wonderful phrase, that the only thing blacks have to worry about is violent police, we're in real trouble.
You know, to put it at like a more, bring it back or say at its most cellular level, and this is another one of those reasons I'm not a fan of Bush, was because after 9/11, when we set up this whole dragnet of, making, profiling is extremely important in life, okay? It's how we protect the American public, okay? The idea of making, 70-year-old women get out of their wheelchairs and strip and searching them for bombs was ludicrous. We knew exactly who hit us that day. We knew exactly what those people looked like. Israel does this on a daily basis as far as profiling, thank God, at the airports, and thank God they've never had a plane hijack. Thank
Bombing,
God.
yeah.
I don't want I jinx it in the slightest, but thank God they've had an airport attack. But never an airplane. Why? Because they do extreme measures of profiling. And we lied to ourselves then. We
Well,
lied
I'm
to it.
afraid that's, yeah, been going on for a long time.
And it's a horrible, pathetic thing. Unless you're honest about the problem, there will never be. And it's like nobody, it almost seems like nobody wants it to end.
Well, nobody wants to be honest about it because Americans have, it's been beaten into Americans' brains that Americans are racist pigs and Draculas and werewolves and so forth. And the idea that, in fact, it's not true, and that the African Americans, for whatever reason, some of them very good reasons, are committing almost all of the crimes against African Americans, basically all, that's inadmissible, as one might say, inadmissible evidence. Now let's go to one more thing, and then I must go and be with the goddess of all time, my wifey Alex, and that is the inflation. We've
Why
talked
try
about it.
bringing it up?
I will now you've succeeded. It took a while for it to plant, germinate, so forth. But now we've got it on our hands. I think I've told you this, and I'll tell you again, because I don't think many people watching this will be able to go back as far as 1973, when inflation was just roaring along, roaring along. And Mr. Nixon had said over and over again he would not put in wage price controls because he didn't want to have a Bolshevized or socialized America. And finally, the Congress, Democrat Congress, and also Arthur Burns, who was a Republican, head of the Federal Reserve, beat his brains out, one might say, and demanded wage price controls. And they put in wage and price controls. And my dear, wonderful father, the world's finest father, as far as I know, I'm sure we all feel the same about our fathers, was put in charge of them. And amazingly, to everyone's shock, even to my father's shock, they worked pretty well. And it may be that we might give them a try. I'm the shopper in the
I thought
Stein
they
family.
stopped working after 3 months.
No. After about 9 months. But anyway,
Yes.
and but once they'd been there, and there was a shock administered to the system, it then was much easier for monetary and fiscal policy to work and to slow down the rise in prices. It may be that it's time for us to have wage price controls. Certainly, I don't like wage price controls. I don't like any government interference with the economy. But it might be that it's time. I hear too many people saying they just cannot afford to live in America anymore. And I don't know what the solution is to that, but
Can I tell you why it's such a great idea? Why I agree, why I think it's such a fantastic idea from
please,
a
thank you.
concern. I really do. It's because here's the thing. Once we go to the supermarkets and everybody is sees the prices on the shelves, right? And they were able to get away with it for a long time because you had the issues with COVID. They had all the excuses of why they could raise prices, right? There were we had to kill so and so amount of chicken, so we couldn't get eggs. So they raised the prices. The problem was, Ben, when all those things stopped being in place, and when the docks were open and when the transportation was good, they didn't lower the prices. So nobody could say this isn't about them making money on their products. They just have no reason to set back those prices of normality. And so we're not anti-capitalists here. We're simply saying you guys you guys took advantage of a situation and doubled down on it. And we're meant to, sorry.
Oh, no, good. Well, you're totally right, but let's try it again. I mean, it is
I
true
agree with
that the
you.
rate of price increases in 73, 74, 75 did slow dramatically. And why not try it again? I mean, nobody was shot for violating the price control rules. Try it. Let's try it again.
I
And
agree. I
meanwhile,
think it's fantastic. I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm
well,
glad you.
let's give it the old college try. But one more little thing about our beloved government. Your humble servant.
I know where it's coming, so go ahead.
You do know. I am a victim of the war on drugs. And so are many, many Americans, especially us older Americans. We are, generally speaking, not in as good health as younger Americans. We need medicine. Our doctors, to put it very mildly, are not wizards. And we need medicine to keep us going. The government won't let us have it. And that's an
By the
outrage.
way, just so you know, it's not just, and I learned this from my sister, it's not just people that are older. You have cancer patients that doctors are not prescribing them the pain meds that they desperately need because doctors are scared to death of getting arrested or they'll somehow die or whatever it is. We're talking about cancer patients. Okay, doctors are not allowed to prescribe. If somebody's suffering from cancer, give them whatever the hell they need or
You're
want.
not kidding. Boy, are you ever not kidding? Well, when I go to my doctor, who I refer to as Dr. Evil, I hope she's not watching this, is when I go to her and ask for this or that, and she says, well, the med board will be looking at me and I'll lose my license. That's terrible. I don't blame her for being concerned. We do not want her to lose her license. She spent a lot of time and many, many, many hours in the sun in the Caribbean getting her medical license. And I don't want her to lose it. But the situation now, where an old man like me is writhing in pain day after day, when before the war on drugs, I was able to live a perfectly decent life, that's very unfortunate.
No, 100%. To answer your question, Mike, in the group, it's not just California, because the case I'm bringing up, I'm talking about in New Jersey. So this isn't just a California thing. As you could see, almost all Rite Aids have shut down in the United States because of the lawsuits with the
Against the people who
Oxy
make painkillers out of it.
with the OxyContin. One last question I want to ask you, because I promised somebody I would ask you this. Is I was jokingly saying, after watching today, we need a lot more mental. I was being serious, actually. We need a lot more mental institutions in our country. Who started this? It's always blamed on Reagan. When did the shutdown of mental institutions start?
My understanding from when I studied it and when I was in law school was started with Nelson Rockefeller. And because that's when psychoactive drugs on a big scale, on a big scale, started happening. And doctors and other people, healthcare professionals, so-called, said, "Oh, we don't need to have people in very expensive mental hospitals anymore. We'll just give them a few pills every day, and they'll be fine." It did not work at all.
Okay, so I thank you for that, because somebody asked, and it was specifically for you. I could not have answered that, but when you hear every narrative, it's always Reagan, Reagan, Reagan. That's
I
like the
love
been
Reagan.
the
I
that that's
love
the
Reagan.
I understand. I'm saying I'm it's but that's who they that
I
that's
know,
who
I know, I know, I know,
the
but they're.
boogeyman is when it comes to the mental institution thing. And I really do think we need to have much better systems set up in our country as far as mental health goes.
The due to the problem, one of the many problems is mental hospitals don't work. I mean, there's, I've. You would have to go a long, long way to find a mental hospital which actually did cure the mental patients who were brought into it, and I'm not sure you'd find any. And that's really unfortunate. Mental hospitals and mental illness is really, really hard to cure. I'm not at all sure it can be cured in general.
I don't disagree with that, but I also think people sometimes should be giving a fight could be given a fighting chance.
I
And
agree too. We're agreeing with everything today, Judith. Kumbaya.
it's worth a shot. You know,
I've
it's like, and I say this to people all the time that want to legalize drugs. For every weed dispensary you decide you want to open up, a mental health facility should be built at the same time, and it should be subsidized by the same weed facility, because Lord knows they will be making enough money to
Although now
cover
they're
those.
not making money. Now they're apparently losing money, and many of them are closing. Anyway, all right,
I
good
don't know.
night,
Okay, on
all
that
right,
note,
fellow
on that note,
Americans.
let me say, let me just look, thank the Rumblers, the Ranters, and everybody on Truth That Follows. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. We wish you a blessed rest of your weekend, and God bless President Trump, God bless America, and God bless Israel. Have a good night, everybody. We will see everybody very soon.
And God bless Big Wifey. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Judah. Bye-bye.